Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis C. Oji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. So tonight we're going to go straight to work. We started something last week. We're going to build on it. We started a little bit of an exposition. And we started looking at the book of Philippians. And I remember that last week I just went straight to the point, explaining to us how that Paul was writing to the church in Philippi. I didn't give a kind of breakdown, but I saw a breakdown by Charles Swindoll, and I liked the way he introduced the book, and I thought to share that with us this evening. So we will start from that, then we will now get into the Bible study, you know, see how fast we can do so that we can end today with chapter 1. We should be able to finish chapter 1 today. We started it last week, we'll finish it today, then trust God that from next week we'll get to chapter 2. I want to remind us of distractions, especially with your phone and those you have left at home. Leave them. If they are not here now, just leave them. Those of us online, please ensure that you're focused. Give your best so that you not miss out. It's very easy to miss. Amen. So, Mr. Joseph, can you help us? You have it? So I just wanted us to see that introduction. So let's do this together. Wherever you are, I believe you can see it. Let's read it together. Everybody wants to go? No, that's not loud. That's like we're murmuring. Let's read it. I believe it's clear. Almost everybody, if not everybody, should be able to see it. Should be able to see it. And if you're not seeing it before, you will see it. Amen. So let's go now. During his first stay in Philippines, he later briefly visited the city in his second missionary journey. Paul brought to faith in Christ people who in the city. Among them were Lydia, a businesswoman who opened her home to Paul and his co-workers, and the Philippian jailer who was converted under Paul's ministry after an earthquake miraculously broke open the prison. Of the four priest epistles, Paul likely wrote Philippians last, near the end of his Roman imprisonment in AD 61-62. Paul sent the other three by the hand of Tychicus as however, the letter to the Philippians was to delivered by Epaphroditus. How many of us remember you heard that name before? Who had come to Rome financial help from the church at Philippi. Yeah. Epaphroditus took ill, which delayed his return home. Therefore, the delivery of the letter. The Apostle Paul did not write Philippians in response to a crisis, as he did with Galatians and Colossians. Instead, he wrote to express his appreciation and affection for the Philippian believers. So you get to know the background, how everything started. You know, how the, is that all? I don't think that's all. Is that all? That's not all. So what's the big idea about the book of Philippians? A few things. There are others that we're going to see, but a few of them. Number one, Philippians brings over with often quoted passages. He who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ. That's what we looked at last week, is that not? Then, to live is Christ, to die is gain. Yeah, Philippians will show you that. Again, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Are just what? A few. But the portrait of Jesus Christ as a humble servant serves as the core of Paul's teaching in his letter. Paul's joy at the mere thought of the Philippian church is undeniable in the letter. And it... lead to Philippians to this truth. Paul took them directly to Jesus, teaching them that a community of believers living in harmony with one another comes only through mutual humility modeled after the Savior. Paul wrote that he poured out his life as an offering for the sake of Christ, leading Paul to find great joy and contentment in Christ's service. His letter to the Philippians showed them that by centering their lives in Christ, they too might live in true joy. How do I apply this to myself? We will be seeing the application as we go, but let's read it together. Though we all have much to be thankful for, the pace and the pressure of life often squeeze the joy from us. Our shoulders slump and our heads bowed. We find some days or months very difficult to get through. Desperate, we often search for joy in all kinds of ways. Acquiring possession, visiting places, seeing people. But none of these can provide lasting joy. Where do you find joy in the midst of a trying circumstance? Paul knew, as he did the Philippians, that true joy comes only through humble faith in the saving work of Jesus Christ. Joining ourselves in harmony with his followers and serving others in the name of Christ, this was the life experienced by the Philippian believers, and it is a life available to us today. Praise God. So you see that he wrote many of the letters in response to crisis, but in this case, I like this particular outline. That's why I just got it and sent to them so that I could look at it. In this case, Paul decided that he was just writing in response now, not to crisis, but to what the Philippian church had done. They reached out to him while he was in prison. They ministered to him. So out of that heart, Paul started writing to them. And the letter was supposed to be sent by a man called Epaphroditus. And somehow the man who was supposed to bear the letter fell ill. And remember Paul speaking and saying that if Epaphroditus had died, it would have been sorrow upon sorrow. He said, but God had mercy on him. But not only on him, on myself. Because people would have said, somebody that came to see apostle in prison, he now died. Are we here together? So that's just the background of the letter. So we're just going to move fast and get to where we started from last week. From verse 1, let's go. Everybody, we're going to read together. I think we got to verse 6 or verse 7 somewhere around there. When we get there, I will not explain anything around that area. We'll just continue from where we're supposed to. 1 to go now. Paul and Timothy, bond servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in where? Philippi. With the bishops and the deacons. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy, for your fellowship.